I am Zion Palmieri, and this is the ASN Coaches Show.
For this next week, Coach, of course, your first game coming tomorrow against the Marion Giants.
That was truly two really good teams.
You make mistakes, you got to learn and move on.
The Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you here to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. We hope you are all having a wonderful Monday evening. You know, we're having some technical difficulties, but alongside Lucas Williams, I'm Zion Palmieri. And today we will be here to talk to some Arabian coaches from the Pendleton community. But firstly, we will take a look at the past week for girls basketball here at Pendleton Heights. So, Monday the 13th, the Lady Arabians won 62-42 at home versus the Heritage Christian Eagles. That game, Casey Warfel had a dominant 40 points, and it was a home win. The crowd showed out. It was a really great day for the Arabians. What do you think about it, Lucas?
I mean, it was an amazing game. And also, Casey scoring 40 points is really just, I mean, not even a highlight of the game, highlight of the season probably. I mean, you don't see many 40-point games.
I mean, for high school basketball, it's pretty incredible. Moving on to Friday the 17th, the Lady Arabians won a conference game against the Greenfield Central Lady Cougars. Casey Warfel had 22, second. Ada Helper had 14 points. Other than that win, it was pretty dominant win. Casey Warfel, she's a junior. She hit her 1,000th point as an Arabian. You know, they stopped play. I was out at the game with Michael. We were doing the game for the broadcast. They stopped the play. They gave their family the ball. It was pretty emotional. But, I mean, other than that, what a great moment for the Warfel family. But other than that, something weird. They were playing really fast, and there was a lot of turnovers. Haven't seen an Arabian girls basketball game like it yet. It was pretty weird. What do you think, Lucas?
I mean, Casey Warfel hitting the 1,000th point is... That's an amazing adventure. Also, her sister, I'm pretty sure, hit that 2,000 point at the end of her season. So, I mean, that family is just very dominant in basketball. Also, the Ada Humphrey, I mean, she's only a freshman, 6'3", I'm pretty sure, and is already showing signs of being very dominant.
I know Coach Rogers just talked about it. She thinks Ada Hufford is one of the best players in her class. She is starting varsity as a freshman. So, I mean, that game showed her dominance. But also, I mean, they've had three straight home games in a row. And at least at that Greenfield game, the student section showed out for Casey at least. When she hit her 1,000th point, you could barely hear through the broadcast. People had signs, 1,000 points. The whole Pendleton community is just around her. But... finally, following Saturday, the Arabians beat the Pike Red Devils 64-40. Casey had 32 that game. The Arabians were shooting a lot more than previous weeks. Casey went 3-for-5 on threes, and senior Skylar Baldwin was 2-for-2 on threes. What do you think about that game?
I mean, I don't even think I need to say anything about Casey anymore. Yeah. I mean, we talked about the past three games, and she's being the highlight of all of them. I mean, she is absolutely dominating the court, and we're just going to see even more come out of her as this season progresses and next season, too.
If you listen to the coach's show, it's a very vivid name for you. Casey just keeps getting brought up. She's having she had a 40-point game. That's her highest on the season. She's averaging a lot of points. It's the Casey show. While she does have a great supporting cast, it's the Casey show. She's doing amazing.
Oh, yes. I mean... and I already touched up a little bit on the Warfel family. I mean, their whole family is amazing at basketball. And, I mean, you just see with Casey, it's still progressing through. I mean, you're still seeing that total domination.
So, a year ago, they had Whitney Warfel, which is since graduated. I don't know how correct this is, but you said she hit her 2,000th point as a senior. I don't know about that, but, I mean, I trust you. after Casey, though, she is a junior. There's Aubrey Warfel, who is a freshman. She's doing pretty well for the JV team. And after that, there is an eighth grader in the Warfel family. I apologize. I do not know her name. But I know there is an eighth grader following the line. So there's four Warfel sisters. And I don't know if the eighth grader plays basketball, but I'm assuming she'll follow the family line. She's doing pretty good. So,
I mean, yeah, who knows what's going to expect from... I mean, the rest of the season, but if she's playing anything like she is now, we're going to be in for one heck of a season.
Yeah, she's averaging 27.5 points per game. I mean, she did have that 40 points, which I'm sure skewed it a little. But, I mean, she does have a good supporting cast. She's got Michaela Morrison, who's averaging 4 points per game. Ada Hufford's averaging 11.8. I mean, Ada Hufford, you know, we mentioned her size. She gets the boards. She gets the rebounds. It's just they work really well together. And I personally haven't seen this type of chemistry in a while.
Yes, I'm very excited to see Ada Hufford, progress not only this season, but the next seasons. I know her a little bit personally through my aunt, and she is just an incredible person. And also, I don't even know what to expect from her in this basketball season. I mean, she's 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely going to be one of the biggest players, if not the biggest player out there on the court. So, I mean, she's definitely going to be a vital part of this team.
If I could say anything, is that Lady Arabian basketball is looking going to look pretty bright in the next couple of years. I mean, it's in good hands, as we've talked about. They are 3-0 this past week, all three of those being home games. Maybe they're refreshed. Their next two games are against Mount Vernon and Shelbyville. So, I mean, those are two hard in-conference matchups. So maybe we'll see a really refreshed team. Maybe they'll get burnt out. Well, you know, it's something to see as the next couple of weeks go by.
Yeah, having three home games, I mean, that's definitely going to be an advantage. You don't have to go anywhere. I mean, you're just going to be at home. You're going to be with all of your fans. I mean, you're going to be around so many people that are supporting you. I wonder how these next two games are going to go, especially, I mean, these are conference games. And Mount Vernon, too. I mean, that's our biggest school rival in our conference. So, I mean, I imagine our student section is definitely going to show out, and we're going to be doing the most. But, I mean, that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, that Mount Vernon game is at Mount Vernon. So, I mean, hopefully our student section is loud and makes their presence known. I mean, that is our rival. So I'm sure, I know, I talked to Casey and Skylar Baldwin with Emily Poley this year on an interview, and they said that's one of the games they're excited for. They knocked them out of sectionals last year. It's a rival. It's going to be a fun game, especially at Mount Vernon, too.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to start going to more of these games. I mean, I'm definitely going to be watching out for Casey, of course, you know, putting on I don't even know how many points. I mean, she's already averaging, I'm pretty sure, 27 points per,
27.5.
Yeah, this season. I mean, also, I saw her steals. They were 5.3 steals per game.
Yeah, that's incredible for high school.
I mean, you don't see that stat, anywhere.
Yeah, so you mentioned the steals. Something there about Casey is her speed. If there's one person you don't want to see on a fast break, it's her. Just watching, I believe it was that Newcastle game. I apologize, I don't remember. But it was like deja vu. There was another one. It was one after the other. It was constant fast breaks and then points for Casey Warfel.
I mean, she's doing what she does best. I mean, I'm pretty sure she was in track, and, I mean, you can see it on the court. I mean, running back all the way down and back. I mean, she just doesn't lose stamina. I mean, she's still going up and scoring all those points. And she's not showing, you know, that many signs of being tired.
Okay, but with that, we will take a quick break. And when we return, Braden Folk got the chance to sit down with Ian and Jacob, some varsity swimmers here at Pendleton Heights. This is the Coaches Show on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to a short intercut in between the 91.7 WEEM Coaches Show, and I'm here sat down with two swimmers, Jacob Simpson and Ian Christian. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm also doing great.
That's also good to hear. Jacob, what events do you do in your swim meets?
In most of my meets, I will be swimming the 100-yard butterfly and the 100-yard backstroke. And then I'll also participate in two of the relays, the 200 medley relay, where I swim the backstroke, and then the 200 freestyle relay, where I swim a 50 freestyle.
All right, Ian, what events do you swim?
I swim the 50 freestyle as well as the 100 freestyle, and then the two relays I'll be in are the 200 medley, which I will be swimming the 50 free in, and then the 400 freestyle relay, which I will also be swimming 100 freestyle in.
All right, and Ian, that's a mistake. As seniors on the swim team, what kind of leadership do you guys need to have for this team to be successful?
As a senior, I've been doing this since I was 7 years old, swimming club. And so I know a bunch of these kids. A lot of the people I swim with I've known since I was real young. But over the 4 years I've spent in high school, I've started learning, you know, the ins and outs of the team, when to be where, when to do what. And I think a lot of it is just me conveying that to those under me, those that are a couple years younger than me, teaching them the ropes just like I had taught to me. I want to teach them, you know, listen to the coaches, don't give them a hard time. Make sure they're all on time. Make sure they're not taking 30 bathroom breaks in the middle of the sets, you know. Just do what I can.
All right, Ian, your perspective on it?
I think leadership is a big part of it. You got to make sure everyone knows what they're doing. Follow those rules, as he was saying. Just make sure you're a good leader so they know they have someone to look up to.
All right. Jacob, as most of us know, you were a state qualifier last year. What all goes into that?
Well, I was pretty surprised by my qualifying. I didn't think I was going to, because what I had thought, it was always the one who wins sectional events is the one that goes to state. But I ended up getting like second and third in my sectional events. But I got pulled in because I was one of the top 36 fastest in the state. And really, there was 2 weeks in between sectionals and my state meet. And those 2 weeks were probably the most nerve-wracking weeks in my entire swim career. It was a lot more just fine-tuning everything, making sure I don't overwork it, but I put in just enough work that it's just right. I stopped lifting weights just to make sure I didn't tweak anything or hurt myself. But really, more than anything, it was just getting in the right headspace, making sure that I didn't psych myself out too much, but I didn't get too confident about it.
What events did you make it to stay for?
For the 100 butterfly and the 100 yard backstroke.
All right. And I've got a couple more questions. What have been your favorite memories as being part of the swim team?
One of my favorite memories is just morning practices. They're some of my favorites because no one's there taking it seriously. No one's awake yet. And then we're all screaming at each other by the end of it. That's good laughs all the time.
It's those Christmas break Saturdays where everybody's there and nobody wants to be there. So we're all just laughing, having a good time. I remember there was one Saturday morning practice where I ended up getting into a little bit of trouble, and me and one of my buddies, we ended up running all around the school just in our swim trunks. Then we came back and we got in some trouble. We had to do a bunch of push-ups, swim a lot of extra yards, but it was a fun morning. Mrs. Gray saw us in the halls and she got on us a little bit. But that was definitely one of my fondest memories.
All right. What are some challenges you guys had to face during your swimming careers?
I can't say I've had any like major injuries, major challenges, but there's definitely been times where I've felt extremely burnt out. When you've been doing the same sport for as long as I have, 10, 11 years, and it's the same stuff every single day, it gets to the point where you don't really want to do it. You have a hard time finding that motivation. And for a long time, my junior season, I didn't want to swim much, but we got around to it and I made sure I still put in that work. And once it all started paying off, it started getting me excited to swim again and see how far I could go.
All right, Ian.
One of the biggest things, like he said, being burnt out, it's so tough, the being there every day. But I had a little back injury last year, so that didn't help a lot. So I had to overcome that. That took about a month. Still hurts every once in a while, but mainly the burnt out part.
As my last question for you guys, what are your goals for this season?
This season, I'd definitely like to qualify for state again. I'd like to win one, if not both, of my events at sectionals. And then if and when I qualify for state, I'd like to at least make top 16, hopefully top 8, be a sectional state finalist, get my name up on the wall. I want to break a couple more records. I like seeing my name up in pretty places.
I'm stealing one of his. I just want to see my name up on the board. He's got a lot more than me, but I want one name on the board for mine. The rest can be his as long as one is mine.
So, guys, how long have you been swimming?
This will be my 10th year swimming. I started swimming in third grade.
Awesome, awesome. Jacob, how about you?
I have been swimming since I was 6 years old, so we'll be looking at 11-ish years, 11, 12, somewhere in there. I started off swim club when I was 6, and by the time I was 7, I was already swimming in meets. Ian, when did you start meets? Do you remember what age?
It was probably... I may have started in third grade, so I was probably about 8 when I started.
I remember way back in the day, I was always in the group a little bit higher than Ian, but then whenever we'd go to meets, I'd get to swim with him, mm-hmm. and I always look forward to it because my group, it had no other guys in it. I was just swimming with the other girls.
Mm-hmm. I only had one other guy, and him and I competed all the time at practice, and then when it got to meets, it was just Jacob and I facing each other.
And I always won.
Yeah, sure.
How does one get into swimming at such a young age?
When I was real little, my parents put me in swim lessons because I started off a really, really bad swimmer. But then my older sister got into swimming. And so they said, why not? Threw me in swimming. And I kind of just took off from there. I kept going with it. My sister and I moved through the ranks. And then once I started getting better than my sister, she quit. And then I kept going.
How did you start, Ian?
When I was little, I had absolutely terrible headaches. So I had to find a sport where it was no contact, so I wouldn't be getting hit, and ultimately landed on swimming. No contact. Worst that you could do is head hit the wall, but just don't let that happen.
Jacob, what achievements have you earned in your long swimming career?
When I was younger, I got a couple of awards as a divisional champion. As a high schooler, I have gotten a couple top 3 finishes throughout conference sectionals. I'm a 2-time MVP just through the school. I was, for 2 years in a row, my sophomore and junior year, I was the Herald Bulletin's Men's Swimmer of the Year. So I got an article written about me in the newspaper, and I got to go to an award ceremony. Thank you to the Rob Hunt. I'm looking to do that for, you know, a third year, get a couple more awards this year. I'm also a record holder for the team in the 100 backstroke.
All right, and that is all the time we have with you here on the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEE.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar. This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Coaches Show on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. Alongside Lucas Williams, I am Zion Palmieri, and currently we are sitting down with the coach of the Lady Arabians basketball team, Coach Rogers. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
How's your day going?
It's going really good.
This past week of practice, how's that gone for you?
Practice last week was kind of a grind, you know, having three games 1 week. You know, that was kind of tough. So today was kind of an active recovery day for us. We had a couple girls out with illness. So we're just kind of recouping from last week. And, you know, we're blessed to have some time off here before we play Shelbyville on Saturday and enjoy some family time and then get back to it on Saturday.
You kind of read my mind there with that question, but you just had three home games. You went 3-0. How much easier has it been on the team not traveling?
You know, 100%. It's always good to be able to be at home. You know, we had great crowds. I think our girls fed off that energy. I feel like there's lots of people excited right now about Pendleton Heights basketball in general, boys and girls. And I think whenever we have an opportunity to have a home court advantage, it's always going to be good for us.
So you just had three home games in a row again. So next games, you have two away conference games.
Yep.
So how do you use this home stretch to your advantage?
Yeah, you know, I think it helps us build some confidence. You know, this is a tough stretch here. You know, two back-to-back conference games. They're both on Saturdays, so, you know, we have kind of a long week of practice and holidays to Shelbyville, and then we have another long week of nothing, you know, kind of but practice and then Mount Vernon. So this is definitely going to be kind of a two-week stretch for us where we have to kind of test our maturity level, make sure that we're coming in and getting what we need to get done in practice. And staying focused and, you know, staying undefeated in the conference.
Looking back on last week, your team played some great basketball, most notably Casey Warfel. I mean, you know her so well. And to the viewers, she's just an avid leader.
Yeah.
From your perspective, how does her leadership affect the team?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes it's tough because, you know, like you said, Casey is a very passionate kid. She, you know, always wants to win. And sometimes practicing games that can lead to a little bit of, you know, some back and forth with teammates. But we're doing a much better job with, you know, trying to compartmentalize that, not take it personal. And once again, I think it shows her passion to try to. You know, she wants to be successful and do great things for this program, and I think we're coming together as a team much better, and even having some other kids step up in leadership roles like that as well. So
also continuing with last week, I mean, you guys won three games back to back to back. So you guys have been just absolutely tearing up the court. I mean, what are some things that you have observed that you can utilize in your following games? Is there also anything specific that you need to improve on?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is defensively, we've been playing defensively really well. You know, we held two 4A opponents to quarters of two or less points in that Greenfield Central Pike and Heritage Christian game. So I think defense is always going to be that thing that's there for us. The girls made a commitment to it over the summer. You know, we said we needed to get better defensively, and that's shown on the court. The one thing that, you know, we're still kind of struggling with a little bit is our outside shooting. You know, our percentages are down. And I think those will continue to go up. You know, our girls just got to have confidence, continue shooting, and not worrying about misses.
So before the other day, Greenfield Central had a record of 4-1. It looked like it was going to be a more of a hard-fought game, and many didn't expect you to win by 29 points.
Yeah.
What kind of preparation did you have to do to achieve this victory in such a big way?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. We prepare for all of our teams the exact same way. And, you know, we come in, we have a game plan, and we work through those, you know, 2 days before the game to kind of prep that plan and then get out on the court and get it done. So, you know, our girls have done a really good job at that. They've really bought into it since we started doing that last year. And I think, you know, Monday, Friday, and Saturday were two of those, you know, things that just worked for us. So we'll continue to prepare for everybody one game at a time, and we expect, you know, to continue seeing good results.
So looking into the future, I mean, at those two big games that are scheduled for you, I mean, Shelbyville is 5-1, and Mount Vernon is our biggest school rivalry in our conference. I mean, do you have a different mentality going into these type of games?
Nope. You know, and that's one of the things we talked about last year. We prepare for everybody the same, no matter if it's Marion, no matter if it's number one in the state, Hamlin Southeastern. We're going to have the same amount of preparation as coaches and the same amount of game preparation for our players. We take that very seriously, and we try to make sure that we don't have any slip-ups against teams that we should beat. And we make sure that, you know, we feel like we're in a good place for the better teams on our schedule.
Is in those, you know, Shelbyville and Mount Vernon type games, is there a certain player from either team that is a real challenge to you guys, or is it just someone that's like, he's on your board and it's someone to watch?
For sure. You know, there's girls on both teams, Ellie Keller and Ava Wilson from Shelbyville. Super good players, sophomore and a senior respectively. Can shoot it, can make plays, you know, with the ball in their hands as well. So those are definitely girls that we're going to have to pay attention to and know where they're at all times. And then when you get to Mount Vernon, you have, you know, 6'3" Ellery Mensch who can, you know, shoot it from deep. She can also, you know, get down on the block and score in the post, and they surround her by a bunch of shooters. So that's another one of those girls that we got to know where they're at all times, and just make sure that we're on cue with the game plan for everybody else.
So looking at junior Casey Warfel, I mean, I could go on probably all day about all of her different achievements through, I mean, her career. But, I mean, her most noticeably, she just scored her 1,000th point on a deep three-point shot in that game against Greenfield Central. Has the let-up or celebration of this achievement been a distraction to you in any sort?
Honestly, I think for her and for us, for her to get it out of the way was kind of a benefit. I know a lot of people have asked, you know, when's it going to be, how many more points? So I think now we can just kind of get back to basketball. But I will say, you know, the way that she did that on Friday night, that was probably one of the most complete, you know, games that I felt she's had, where, you know, I felt like she made great decisions. I felt like she gave up the ball, you know, at the times where she was supposed to. So, you know, just super proud of her. And, you know, once again, she wouldn't be able to get where she was at without her teammates. So, you know, her teammates, you know, don't always get enough ride up. But once again, there's no I in team, and, you know, she would not be where she's at today without them, and she knows that, and I think her teammates know that as well. So, but yeah, I think we're glad to have that over and just kind of get back to, you know, just playing the game now.
In situations like those or similar to those, how do you prevent distractions and, you know, make it so it doesn't affect your team?
Yeah, you know, there's always going to be things. There's always going to be times where, you know, something happens, life happens. But once again, we always try to, if there's something like that comes up, we always try to call the girls in and get them together and, you know, kind of talk through any situations that come up. But, you try to limit them as much as you can. You're never going to eliminate all distractions. Coach Buck actually taught me a lot about that when I was a player here. So you try to minimize and you try to limit, but you're never going to get rid of. So we just try to, you know, take what we have when something like that pops up and get through it.
So specifically against the Pike Red Devils, I feel like we saw a lot more shooting in that game. You mentioned shooting percentage in I forget where, but was down. I feel like we saw a lot more shooting in that game. Yeah. Casey was 3 for 5. Skyler Baldwin was 2 for 2 for 3. Where did that come from?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things for us. Like, we have to be able to stretch the floor. We have to be able to stretch the floor. We have to be able to make shots. That's going to help Ada out down there in the block. That's also going to help Casey, as, you know, people will not be able to help so much in the lane for her drives and things like that. So it's something that we work on a lot. And like I said, I think we will continue to see that percentage go up.
Well, thank you for joining me.
Yeah.
With that, we will take a quick break, and when we return, we will sit down and talk with Mr. Buck, the coach of the Arabian basketball team. This is the Coach's Show on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. Today we are here with Coach Joe Buck of the Arabian basketball team. Thank you for joining us today. How is your day going? We apologize here. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We will take a short break here, and we will join you back after that. 91.7 WEEM.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning, like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. And we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in, like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. We apologize for the technical difficulties, but alongside Lucas Williams, I am Zion Palmieri, and currently we are sitting down with Coach Buck of the Arabians basketball team. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
How's your day going so far?
It's been a great day.
How's your past week of practice preparing for the new games?
Well, the players are really excited, and the momentum has picked up quite a bit over the last week. When we first started practice, didn't have quite the work ethic that we were looking for or the competitive play. But the last three or four practices, we played well.
So to start, you know, we are sitting next to Joe Buck Court. The court was named after you. How does this make you feel?
Well, to be honest with you, it's a little bit embarrassing to me. I'm not big on hype and drama, but it's an extreme honor, and I'm extremely appreciative. Very, very thoughtful, very nice. And like I said, a huge honor. And to be mentioned with the other people that have had things named after them here at South Madison Community School, I feel blessed to be a part of that group.
So with a new court, how do you think this will affect your play? Do you think it will at all?
You mean as far as the new finish and the new paint scheme? Well, the players, you know, anytime you start the season off, they're always excited anyway. But when you step out onto a new court, shiny new court, it's very bright in here. I think that even adds to the enjoyment for our team to be able to play and to have pride in Pendleton Heights High School.
Now, you mentioned at first, you know, when you first started practicing, you weren't seeing some things that you liked, you know, with levels of excitement and stuff like that. And you say now it's changed. What changed there?
Well, you know, when you put a group together, we had players that were with us all fall and off-season workouts. We were able to work out 2 days a week for 2 hours. And then you bring the fall sports athletes in. You know, you change that mix, and they're trying to blend and trying to fit in. And then you're using different muscles when you play basketball. So our fall athletes come in, and they're not used to playing basketball. And so it takes them a while to get their basketball legs or get their shooting touch, their ball handling touch. That's just typical of changing from one sport to the other. And the longer you practice, the closer you get to being ready to play basketball and transitioning from another sport.
So speaking of getting ready to play basketball, I mean, your first game is going to be against Anderson tomorrow. I mean, what are you really expecting going into this game?
Well, you know, that's a tough one to start with. I'm sure that it'll be an exciting crowd. We know that they're going to be quick. They're going to be athletic. And Anderson's the type of team over the years that they play in spurts. I call it a feeding frenzy. It seems like, you know, if they kick a ball loose, get a turnover, get a quick fast break basket, or they hit a three, or someone breaks and gets a dunk, it seems to excite them, it excites the crowd, and then they just turn everything up. Their full court pressure will be quicker, their half court defense will be better. So when you go into a place with a lot of tradition like Anderson, you have to be able to survive those feeding frenzies, as I call them, like blood in the water for sharks. And we'll try to control the tempo in that case. I mean, they want to run, they want to get it up and down the court. Obviously, we'll take anything that we can get in transition, but if we can't get an easy basket, then we want to control the basketball and make them play our style of basketball rather than get it into a 84-foot game run and gun.
So, I mean, for your first game back, you play Anderson. Does it mean anything to you? Anderson is a historic team. They're known as our backyard rival. They're right there. I mean, of course, Mount Vernon is our known rival, but does it mean anything to you to play Anderson?
Well, Anderson's always been a rival of Pendleton Heights over the years, and, you know, I know our fans enjoy it when we play Anderson in any sport. So, yes, you know, they're not in our conference, but they're close. I mean, you can go clear back to when Pendleton Heights first opened and we were in the one-class Anderson sectional. I mean, a lot of our fans can remember those days, and that was always exciting to go up there and play. And Pendleton Heights was a rival with all of the other seven teams that were in the Anderson sectional. For me personally, I grew up in Anderson. I went to Madison Heights. I know it's called Anderson High School now, but that building's where I went to high school. That court is where I played basketball a long time ago. So, yes, it's always been a special place for me. Always have enjoyed going into that gym. When I was at LaPel, we played there. When I came to Pendleton Heights to coach, We played there several times as well as Madison Heights at that time.
So, I mean, what do you think is the biggest difference you've noticed since the last time you've coached? I mean, just up before our first game.
As far as this team goes or the game itself?
Yes, this team.
Well, the thing that we're working on with this team, obviously, you know, they're trying to adjust to the coaching style, our style of play. I mean, we're doing some things different than in the past, so that takes some time to adjust. Right now, they're very receptive to what we're trying to do. We're going to try to play to our strengths, and, you know, at the same time, continue to work on the areas of weakness. But we feel like that we need to scheme and play towards the areas that we feel that are our strongest areas, and that's what we're doing. They're adjusting and very receptive of that. Another thing that we're trying to instill is being more physical and more competitive. We've struggled some days to compete. We've had days where actually our younger players have outplayed the varsity team, and that was disheartening, not so much that they beat us, but that we just kind of took it. And that's the competition I'm talking about that we're trying to instill in our players. You know, when things aren't going well and you're losing, you know, the leaders have to step up, and the competition have to be more intense. You have to pick it up on defense. You have to pick it up on offense. And we've kind of struggled with that when we've had poor practices and just kind of rolled over and taken a beating from our younger team, our JV team. The last 4 or 5 days, I told you that we've played better and had better practices. Our leaders have stepped forward and done just what I described, said, hey, in their own way, it's time to pick it up and not just roll over and take it. So
for you as a coach, you know, that was your biggest difference for the team. What about the game of basketball in general? How has that changed?
The game obviously has changed. I mean, the three-point arc, I can remember back, I coached and played well before that. That has been a big change. You know, it's more open. Obviously, the crowd likes to see the game go up and down. Everybody likes dunks. Everybody likes the three-point shot. But, you know, in coaching and in basketball, the fundamentals in the game of basketball really is pretty simple. I mean, sometimes I think we try to make it too difficult, but I think you have to, as a coach, you have to coach, like I said earlier, you have to be willing to change your style and change your game plans according to the strengths of your team. I mean, if you're not a team that can play fast-paced and get it up and down the court, run and gun, and you're not a team that can shoot a great number of threes, then you have to make adjustments. If you have a game inside and that's where your strength is, then I think you need to get the basketball inside and take advantage of that strength. So we're still trying to feel our way through that, but that's the way I've always coached, and I don't think that changes. You see that at all levels of basketball.
You know, you've been talking a lot about these leaders. Do you think there's a player that has really emerged as a leader this season yet?
I think a lot of our players are trying to lead. Aaron Cookston does a great job. His leadership, Aaron's one of those players that brings as close to, I mean, people talk about 110%. He brings his intensity as close to 110% as it can be. And he brings that every day to every drill, to every segment of practice. So, yes, he's a natural leader. He led us in the off season in conditioning. He led us during workouts. And he's carried that over to the gym now that we've started the season. Another player that leads by example. Some players are vocal leaders. Others just lead by example. Reese Kaplinger leads by example every day. Quiet young man. He tries to be vocal, but, I mean, through his efforts, he's another player that gives close to 110% every day as well. Very physical and tries to do everything the right way. And he is focused. From the time he steps in the gym, you never see him not paying attention. You never see him horsing around on the sideline. So that would be another player that I can think of that steps steps forward as a leader for this basketball team.
Well, one last question here. You know, through this process, for me at least, for in radio, you see how unionized and one this Pendleton community comes around sports. From your experience, you know, being around Pendleton sports for so long, what is shown in basketball that makes the whole community come together?
Well, in all the years that I've been a part of South Madison, I've always said that we're blessed to have the community and the sport that we have from the community and our fans here at Pendleton Heights. I mean, it doesn't matter what sport it is. We have as large a following for our athletic events as any team that's on our schedule. And, you know, back years ago, that wasn't something that was uncommon. But with the way it is in today's world, there are so many things. Families are busy. Their children are involved in things, and sometimes schools just have lost that support for their athletic events. But it seems like South Madison and our community continue to support all of our athletic teams, and I think that's really special.
Well, thank you for joining me, Coach. With that, we will take a quick break. When we return, Jackson Todd got the chance to sit down with wrestler Jaylen Covington. This is the ASN Coaches Show on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as the education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on-site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanarites.com. Dr. Danarite's Dental Studio.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 J.H. Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rawlings House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rawlings House and Fall Creek Retirement Village.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This is 91.7 WEEM. My name is Jackson Todd.
And my name is Jaylen Covington.
And Jaylen, tell us a little bit about yourself, sport that you play, your grade, and everything like that.
So I'm a senior, and I wrestle, and I do a little bit of rugby, but I've been wrestling for about 6 years, and I really enjoy it.
Awesome. So, kind of, Jaylen, take me through kind of your wrestling history a little bit, kind of, you know, how you've done the last couple of years and even in the middle school, if you'd like.
So, I started in middle school just because I didn't have a sport to play.
Okay.
And, you know, I kind of, like, enjoyed it. Wasn't great at it at first, but kind of something I could do myself. You know, no one really I knew did it, but it was fun. Got into it. Started, got in high school, got better, and I really enjoyed it, so I just kept doing it. And now I'm a senior, and it's kind of been part of my life and really helped me a lot.
Awesome. So, you know, obviously me and you are pretty close. You know, we've wrestled together for quite a while now, you know, always being close in weight. You know, you're my partner, so day in and day out, you know, we see the work that, you know, you put in. But so what's your goals for this season? Kind of, you know, ticket round last year, almost making the state, you know, wrestled a very, very tough opponent in that ticket round. So what's your goals, your personal goals for this year?
Personal goals, to start off, is really just go undefeated, do the best I can to compete at a high level until about semi-state. That's probably when I'll see my toughest competition. And then, you know, do good there. And then get to state, you know, that's everyone's goal is to win a state title, but that's not always realistic for everybody. So for me, it's the place. I think I could do it, you know. And on top of that, win conference, you know. Been sectional finalist twice. Cut myself short a little bit. So, you know, bringing it home this time.
Yeah, so kind of go into detail about those two sectional finals matches. Obviously, you know, no slouches there.
Yeah.
Carson Fettig and
Carter Richardson, you know, Hamilton Heights and Noblesville, respectively. So obviously, you know, tough opponents. But what have you done different to kind of feel like you're going to break through this year?
So always just wrestled, just like the regular season. I didn't do anything in the off season. Just kind of sat around, got lazy, and then when I came back at the start of the season, I was kind of falling behind, you know.
Yeah.
It took me about a month or month and a half to get my conditioning back up and get back to really where I was the previous season. So this year, I've really just focused on staying consistent. That's really just what my biggest problem was. So I've been consistent just all summer and starting up, you know, coming in as a senior, you got to be a team leader. So showing everybody else that I can be ahead of them, pushing myself. So just being consistent to be better than what I was the last few years. So instead of having to work on being conditioned, I can work on my skills and being better than my opponents.
For sure. So, you know, like you said, senior leader, you've been here a while. So, you know, plenty of matches under your belt. So what are some of those matches that you're kind of looking forward to? You know, you one-on-one with someone else. Who's a couple of those opponents that you're kind of excited to possibly match up against?
You know, I don't really know where everyone's going this year, but there are a couple of kids like Kyra Lavelle and Tylan Thry, you know. Ty won last year, and he's moving up a couple weight classes, so I think, you know, it'll be a really good match. People will think that, you know, I just made it to semi-state. You know, I don't really have the experience or the skill set. So being able to go out there and, you know, upset one of the best kids in the state at a weight class would be really fun.
For sure. So some of those top guys, Kyra Lavelle, wrestler from Warren, wrestling 138 pounds, ranked number one in the state. So some pretty big call-outs, but I absolutely think you could get it done. And being a, you know, senior captain last year, you know, almost certainly going to be this year. What are some matches that you look forward to as our team, you know, kind of matches up with? We had some close duels, some really good duels against some high-level teams. So what are a couple teams that you're excited to, you know, for us as a team to face off against?
This first weekend is our most important one, I think, of the year. You know, this we go against Hamilton Heights twice in the year and at sectionals. And this first duel is the most important because it's seeding. So kind of let you know where you're at the beginning of the year and how everyone is because, you know, everyone gets better throughout the season. So being able to pick up the win at the beginning of the year really can get you in that mental state of, you know, I'm better than this kid. I'm only going to get better from here. So what can I do to improve to beat him better or do better next time?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, focusing back in on you, kind of what's your future plans for wrestling or outside of wrestling? Kind of tell us a little about what you're planning on doing in the future.
I want to get into trades, you know, kind of do my own thing, not just kind of have fun, you know, experiment. But if I can get into a college, wrestle in college. But if one thing, wrestling's just been part of my life the last couple of years, and it's really helped me improve as a person and a wrestler. So I think it'd be fun to continue that. But if not, the skills I've learned in wrestling will help me continue in life.
That's awesome. That's I'm sure a lot of coaches would you know, enjoy hearing that. And then kind of being a little specific here, you know, just because I know you so well, we were talking about some of your losses last year and kind of going through those, a lot of state placers, state qualifier kids, very high level kids, but quite a few, you know what I mean? So what are you looking for to kind of break through that next level from, you know, not just how you perform, but kind of start beating those, you know, very high level kids, top eight type kids?
I think last year, you know, like I said, consistency is key. So this year I've really just like kept in on my weight, you know, making sure that my weight's down. And this year I've really been on a good strict cut, you know, getting down to weight. So I think this year I'll be pretty big for my weight class. And not all wrestling matches come down to strength, but being able to be in that mental state of cutting a good amount of weight and then pushing yourself to wrestle a full 6-minute match, that I've been able to also be the bigger dog. Like, this year I'm a senior, you know, everyone's always scared of the big, bad senior.
Yeah.
But being a freshman, sophomore, you're always scared of everybody. But But now I'm in the shoes where everybody's scared of me. So when I go out there, I just got to be in the mental state that I'm bigger than this kid. I'm better than this kid. You know, they have to wrestle me. They are the one that has to beat me. I'm the one that's kind of up there now.
For sure. For sure. All righty, Jalen. Thank you very much. Everyone, opening weekend this weekend, Saturday. So everyone show out. And thank you very much to Jalen Covington.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning. Like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA, and we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in, like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined by Lucas Williams, and we will have Around the Stable, the segment where we look around Arabian sports. So, with girls basketball, which has been the main topic of today, they will see three more games, you know, from the next three games. They play at Shelbyville, that is the 25th of November at 1:30 p.m. That is a Saturday. Then they play another Saturday at Mount Vernon at 1:30 p.m. And then December the 5th, Hamilton Southeastern at home, 7:30 p.m. So, I mean, we talked about it. There's bright lights in Lady Arabian basketball. I mean, Casey Warfel, Ada Huffer, what do you got to say to get these fans to show up for these next couple games?
I mean, honestly, I don't think I really need to say anything. I mean, their performance has been nothing less than spectacular. If you're not going to these games, I mean, you're just missing out. I'm not going to even say that much. I mean, Casey's been going off. I mean, we're seeing a lot of young talent. I mean, it's just going to be amazing, and it's just going to keep on getting better.
Especially with these two division games. We got the Golden Bears next, and then Mount Vernon. I mean, I feel like that Marauder, that Mount Vernon game is going to be crazy. Marauder down. I don't know what to say. All right, but taking a look at boys basketball, they will play their first season opener at Anderson. That will be tomorrow, the 21st, at 7:30 p.m. But then after that, they will play at home versus Wapahani at 7:30 p.m. And then another game at Westfield at 7:30 p.m. That will be 11:28. What are you going to say about boys basketball?
I mean, I'm very excited for this Anderson game. I mean, even though they're not in our conference, it's Anderson. This is our biggest rivalry.
We could win that one. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah,
it's Anderson. Yeah, a lot of people are excited here, and you can tell in the high school. I mean, it starts tomorrow, and I guarantee that Anderson game is going to be packed.
Oh, yes, so, definitely.
I'm excited for that. But taking a look at wrestling, you know, wrestling's had a couple meets so far, and it's in full swing of the season. So what are the next couple meets?
So there's supposed to be a meeting at LaPel High School at 6 p.m. This is actually on Monday, November 20th. Actually, right now as we're speaking. Now, looking at in 2 days, at Wednesday, November 22nd, at right here at PHHS, there's going to be a meeting at 6:30 p.m. And again, at Newcastle, there's going to be a meeting on Saturday, December 2nd at 8:30 a.m.
I mean, you know, Jackson Todd's in radio. He's a big wrestler. I think he's a senior. But, you know, big name right there. I've only heard good things about wrestling right now, and I think Pendleton's going to have a great season, and I'm just excited to see Pendleton grow. Mr. Buck talked about just everyone showing out for games, and Pendleton has a very involved community, and I just think it's going to continue like that, especially through things like wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely our community, especially those football games. I mean, we can go on about those, but our community is amazing. Our fans are absolutely incredible, and I absolutely love every single one of you guys.
But finally, we will look at swimming. Swimming also, their season is just about to start, or it might have just started. I apologize if I am wrong. But what do those games look like for you, or those meets?
So, on Tuesday, November 28th, we have a meeting at Muncie Central High School at 5:30 p.m., and these next two meetings are going to be at PHHS. Those are going to be on Tuesday, December 5th, and Thursday, December 7th. Those are both going to be at 5:30 p.m.
Come out, show your Arabian support. Nothing much to say there. I mean, it's your school. Show out. But that will do it today for our show. For Lucas Williams and Zion Palmieri, special thanks to our board op back in the studio, Caitlin. Thank you to our sponsor.